This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm in any good deed, and a good deed is to make dua during these hours for the brothers and sisters who are suffering under the oppression of the apartheid state that they have been tested and trialed with, and the ummah has been tested and trialed with. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith in collection Imam Ahmad. Then a reasonable chain of narration read to us by Abdullah bin Mas'ud. And this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm going to cut right to it. It's within the theme of anti-oppression, and I'll be talking about this for a few more weeks. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الشيطان قد يأس أن تعبد الأصنام في أرض العرب. Before I go on, the sisters have a event up front, so please don't pray sunnah up front. If the men don't mind, don't go to the extension. The sisters have an event. We want to keep that area closed for them. I'll finish the khatira, we'll pray sunnah, and then we'll let Sheikh al-Janabi run his fiqh Hanafi halaqa, which starts right afterwards. It's in Arabic. You're welcome to attend it, but otherwise, pray sunnah and then move on for them to do that, inshallah ta'ala. So he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَئِسَ أَن تُعْبَدَ الْأَصْنَامُ فِي أَرْضِ الْعَرَبِ وَلَكِنَّهُ سَيَرْضَى بدون ذلكم بالمحقرات منكم وهي الموبقات يوم القيامة. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, the beginning of the hadith, he said the shaitan indeed has lost hope in idols in the form that they were, which is rock or wood or whatever they made them out of. He has no hope anymore for that to be worshipped in the land of the Arab, meaning he's talking about in the peninsula, the Jazeera, that's he has no hope, he doesn't see that's possible anymore. So he's given up on that piece, to get people to go back and worship idols, he's given up on that. But he's very satisfied with the sins that are lesser than that, that people don't pay attention to, and don't think are valuable or important, and don't think that they're significant amongst you. And they will be al-mubiqat, meaning there will be the sins that cause you to be punished heavily on the Day of Judgment. قَالَ فَاتَّقُوا الْمَظَالِمَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So beware and mindful from falling into oppression as much as you possibly can. Protect yourself from falling into a state of oppression as much as you possibly can. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ يَجِيءُ بِحَسَنَاتِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَرَى أَنَّهُ سَتُنْجِيهِ. The servant will come on the Day of Judgment with their good deeds, and they see their good deeds and they say, these deeds should be enough for me to get across the finish line. I'll make it with these good deeds. Alhamdulillah, I did a lot of them. فَمَا زَالَ عَبْدٌ يَقُولُ رَبِّي ظَلَمَنِي عَبْدُكَ مَظْلَمَهُ رَبِّي ظَلَمَنِي عَبْدُكَ مَظْلَمَهُ. And then it keeps on, other servants put their hand up and say, oh our Lord, this servant of yours has oppressed me, and he has inflicted upon me an act of oppression, a mazlama. فَيُقَالُ أُمْحُوا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ أُمْحُوا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. And then the response comes from Allah, erase some of his good deeds, remove some of his good deeds from his good deeds. فَمَا ذَلِكَ كَذَلِكَ فَمَا ذَلَكَ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى مَا يَبْقَى مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. And that continues to happen until none of his good deeds are left because of all the sin, because of all the oppression, because of the harm that was inflicted, because of that red line that was crossed, you harm another human being. The reason I'm talking about anti-oppression is because it has to be clear to all of us as Muslims that we refuse it from its core. We refuse any type of oppression, regardless of who is practicing it and against whom it's being practiced. So what do you think a Muslim would do if an act of oppression is being inflicted on himself, on him, on themselves, in a place that is holy by the word of God himself for decades upon decades? If that's occurring, then there must be something fundamentally wrong. There must be something fundamentally wrong if that's occurring. If we're okay with an act of oppression to occur in that form, of that nature, for so long in that place, then we must not understand this piece of our deen. If the Prophet ﷺ is telling you, beware of being oppressor. As a Muslim, as someone who knows Allah, who fears Allah, you have to beware from being an oppressor. What do you think about accepting oppression? No. Accepting oppression is an act of oppression in itself. Witnessing oppression and allowing is an act of oppression in itself. Because witnessing something and acknowledging it, they have a word for it in Usul. The Prophet ﷺ, he saw something, he didn't say anything. What is that called? If he saw something, he didn't say anything. Iqrar. It's called Iqrar Rasulullah. It has a chapter in the books of Usul. When he acknowledges something, doesn't say anything about it. When he does it, it's shara. If he saw something, he didn't say anything, it becomes shara, it becomes deen. Because it's part of your religion. You accept it, you follow it. We're not prophets. But the question is, would he have seen something like this? And not a chance. Not a chance. But we have to go back to the core principles, the core values of what Islam is about. And that's anti-oppression. We refuse it. We refuse to be the party that's oppressing. But we also refuse to be the party that's oppressed. And we refuse to be the party that witnesses oppression and allows it to continue. And that's really what we have to take some time and think about. Make dua for your brothers and sisters, inshallah. And continue to advocate to the best of your ability, you know, during these difficult times. And help one another get through these hard nights and days. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الشيطان قد يئس أن يعبد في أن تعبد الأصنام في أرض العرب ولكنه سيرضى بدون ذلكم بالمحقرات منكم وهي الموبقات يوم القيامة فاتقوا المظالم ما استطعتم فإن العبد يجيء بحسناته يوم القيامة يرى أنه ستنجيه فما زال عبد يقول ربي ظلمني عبدك مظلمة فيقال له أمحو من حسناته فما زال كذلك حتى ما يبقى له من حسنة من الذنوب صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم Yes, and Aisha, inshallah, from now on, the Iqama is 7:45. All right, next week, 7:45. The week after, 7:45. December, 7:45. January, 7:45. February, 7:45. Until Ramadan, 7:45. So you'll come and let me know. You'll come and tell me that Isha Adhan is 6:10. And I will tell you its Iqama is 7:45. So just that's what's going to be for moving forward. So you, even if there's a long of time, it's still the Iqama is always going to be 7:45 until, inshallah, they switch the time back.